We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And as promised, joined in the studio this afternoon by the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina, Kevin Bryant, from right down the road in Anderson. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
I couldn't be better, Bobby. I appreciate you having us on.
My pleasure. And, you're looking good. Color's good, and despite the fact that I know you're running around like a chicken with his legs cut off with so many things going on, you look pretty fit and trim.
Well, I appreciate that, Bobby. It's been an amazing experience serving the whole state, getting around the whole state, meeting interesting people, listening to what people have to say, mm-hmm. answering their questions. Can't always answer every question, but we want to hear from as many people as possible. All over the whole state, and that's why we're here today. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason.
And, I've heard that.
and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
When you travel to other parts of the state, you get down to the PD, the Midlands, and down in the Lowcountry, do you hear the same kind of universal expressions of discontent on the same specific issues that you hear in the upstate, or do they vary?
Sometimes they vary, but I would say as a whole, the issues are the same. Folks want to know what's going on with the political corruption probe.
Right.
People want to know what's going to happen with V.C. Sumner, Santee Cooper.
Right.
That issue, I would say, is the
failed
one issue
nuke
that
plants.
Is the failed nuclear plants that the ratepayer paid for, and now they have a $9 billion hole in the ground. And folks want to get onto the standard issues that we talk about, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, right to life. Taxes and things like that. One thing that we've introduced is our contract with South Carolina, which mm-hmm. has several things on there that has been very well received. And we've just enjoyed the blessing that we have to be a candidate for office, to be able to elect our government officials. You can't do that in so many parts of the world. And it's just a blessing that we have that here.
Yeah, well, you can in other parts of the world, but typically there's only one name on the ballot, right. And guess who won the election?
Right.
You have been a staunch proponent of on pro-life issues and Second Amendment rights. How do you think the temper, the environment is in regard to both of those now that we have a new president in the White House who is more— of the same mind as you and many of our listeners on those issues?
Well, that issue, Bobby, we have to look at the judges he's appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, as to no surprise, the media just won't cover
right.
his accomplishments. But I appreciate the judges that he's appointed. I appreciate the conservative judges that he's appointed that are not going to interpret the law to the way they think it should be. They interpret the law as it is written. And we've seen 8 years of judges appointed that just write the law from the bench, legislating from the bench. And we're not going to see that with President Trump's appointees from what I know, which is refreshing.
Right. Yeah. From the Supreme Court on down, mm-hmm. his appointments are substantially more conservative. You referenced what's been going on in Columbia with the investigation into the Quinns. Now, a gentleman that you served with there and I assume know pretty well, Rick Quinn, is now facing some time in the Gray Bar Hotel for lobbying. While at the same time being an elected representative, where do you see this investigation playing out? Are others going to be caught up in it in your estimation?
Well, Bobby, you hear all kind of rumors around Columbia, and I
sure.
take all those with a grain of salt. The grand jury does meet in private, which is a good thing. They shouldn't just roll out indictments without any evidence. So I can't say what we're hearing, what's accurate, what's not, because you just don't know. I believe the grand jury's done a very good job at keeping their proceedings private. But we're in the neighborhood of 5 years.
Right.
And I don't have the dollar figure, but it's got to be in the millions. We just need closure. I'd like to see. I'm looking forward to the day when the grand jury says we're through. But we haven't heard that yet, so we just have to wait and see. We don't know. Could be tomorrow, could be 2 years from now. We just don't know.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant. As a result of the investigation into the so-called Quindam, are we actually going to see a step in the direction from the legislature in terms of having some ethics legislation that has some teeth in it?
Well, we can only hope so, Bobby. I mean, the breeding ground for this corruption is the legislative state that we're in.
Right.
We don't have three branches of government like our founders envisioned. We have one. That's a legislature. Strongest legislature in the country, weakest executive branch. No checks and balances. The Senate answers to the Senate Ethics Committee. The House answers to the House Ethics Committee, which are made up of members.
Right.
A total conflict.
So the fox is guarding the
henhouse. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we need independent oversight. We need more disclosure. I think so. I think eventually, when this is all behind us, we will see some meaningful ethics reform get through the General Assembly.
I would hope so, because people express to me constantly their anger, their dissatisfaction, their frustration with not only what's going on in Colombia with the rampant corruption down there, but also in Washington. And they feel as if that these constant instances of obvious corruption exist with no consequence for anyone, either at the state level or at the federal level. They seem to be able to get away with this stuff with impunity. Nobody ever goes to jail, with the exception of Rick Quinn, I guess.
Well, we just have to see. I understand that Mr. Quinn is not getting very much because he's a cooperating witness. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Yeah. Typically, it means that he has agreed to perhaps cooperate in terms of providing information or perhaps testimony at some point against some of the other people that may have been involved in the corruption down there as well. That would certainly look, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
You're right. Transparency, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and we need a whole lot more sunlight in South Carolina for sure.
No question about it. We're talking with Kevin Bryant, who, of course, is a lieutenant governor of South Carolina and is a Republican candidate for the governorship as well. I want to talk about that race. And the other big news that's come along in recent days, Kevin, since I've seen you last, Trey Gowdy's announcement that he's not going to be seeking reelection, and the release of the memo in Washington on Friday about the attempt to essentially railroad President Trump. We'll do that when we come right back. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Monday edition rolls on here on 106.3 WORD. Great to have you along. Finally warming up a little bit this afternoon. Coming up on 10 minutes now before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. And my guest in the studio this afternoon, the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina and gubernatorial candidate himself, Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant from just down the road in Anderson. Kevin, we were talking in the break. I mentioned that both in the House and in the Senate, there are bills introduced to close the South Carolina GOP primary, and I'm wondering about their chances of ever surviving getting out of committee to a vote on the floor in the House and the Senate, because this is an issue that I keep hearing about over and over again, and I think rightly so, people pointing out, look, what are we doing with having Democrats crossing over and voting in South Carolina GOP primaries and essentially assisting in choosing our candidates? It doesn't seem right on its face.
Well, Bobby, it's not right. The June primaries are not a general election. They are a nominating process.
Right.
And I strongly believe if you want to vote in one primary or another, you should register with that party. And, you know, leave some room to change that should you want to change. But and you said Democrats voting Republican primary. Bobby, I remember not too long ago when Rush was suggesting Republicans
yes.
vote in the Democrat primary.
Right.
Because Hillary was a weaker candidate than Obama, obviously.
Yep.
Which it cuts both ways.
Sure.
I have no business voting in a Democrat primary. And I do want to clarify this, Bobby. A lot of folks think that this is a some binding thing that happens how you vote in November. It's mm-hmm. not.
No.
It's to vote in a primary, a partisan primary. You just register as a member of that party. It's right. that simple. November, you vote. You vote straight ticket. You can go down the list and vote for whoever you want to. So there's nothing binding in November with registration by party whatsoever.
It was, in a sense, somewhat surprising, and in another sense, not so much of a surprise. When we heard the latter part of last week that Congressman Trey Gowdy has announced he is not going to run for a another term in Washington, that place is a meat grinder and has a tendency to chew people up and spit them out. Your reaction when you heard that Trey had had enough of Washington?
Well, I've been very... very impressed with Congressman Gowdy's service, taking on not necessarily partisan politics, but taking on the whole system, taking on corruption. And we appreciate that, and certainly we're going to miss him. But he did say he was going to be involved in justice at some capacity, which that's good to hear. But I just saw an interview with him, and he just flatly said that it's disappointing in Washington because sometimes it's more about winning than actually the truth.
Right.
And you know, I appreciate his honesty.
Well, we saw this happen with Jim DeMint as well.
That's true. That's true. We did. We did. But it's generated a lot of interest. I don't.
That's for sure.
I don't remember Congressman having any real big competition in his reelections, which I'm glad to see, because yeah, he's doing such a great job.
Right, he won by an average of, I think, about 70% of the vote.
Yeah, yeah, but now that this is open, we've seen several jump in and probably several more. And I look forward to the debate with who will rise to the top and take that seat.
The release of the memo on Friday with the White House declassifying it, it's been fascinating to watch the way the liberal media has been playing this story. They haven't even bothered to delve into what was in the memo. They immediately started spinning it as a nothing burger. And point of fact, as Congressman Jeff Duncan said when he was on with me the first part of last week before the release of the memo, he had read the memo before it was released, as had other members of Congress, and said that, frankly, to him, it smacked of sedition. This is dangerous ground when we see, as apparently we learned from the memo, that various government law enforcement and intelligence agencies have been weaponized for a political pursuit in an attempt to destroy an opposition party candidate. When we reach this point in this country, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, it strikes me that we are approaching being more a banana republic than we are a constitutional republic.
Well, Bobby, to take a dossier that is infactual and get a search warrant is that's not partisan at all. That strikes to the heart of our freedoms and liberties we have in the United States, and it is extremely disturbing that this may have happened. And if this may have happened, how many times in the past, or how many times is it going on now that we're not aware of, Bobby?
Excellent question.
This is frightening to know that there's a possibility that there could be this type of corruption in Washington. I'm very disturbed at this.
And in a lot of instances, I think, sadly, we've reached a point of cynicism where a lot of people probably were not as shocked or stunned or amazed to learn this. For many, it may have been suspicions confirmed.
It may have been, Bobby. And for those who were opposed of making the memo public, didn't point to the content of the memo. They kept saying, "Oh, well, this is sets new precedent and all this kind of stuff." Totally trying to change the subject.
Right.
But we have some evidence that a partisan dossier on a candidate for the president of the United States that was not true was used for surveillance of a United States citizens.
When in fact it was opposition research, it was paid for by his opponent.
Exactly. And it's the more you think about it, the more frightening it gets that our intelligence, law enforcement agencies could have possibly been involved in this sort of thing, which is trampling of the civil liberties, regardless of what party or political agenda you have. These civil liberties should be intact for everyone, every United States citizen.
It's pretty scary. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant is going to be speaking tonight. The Greenville County Republican Party having a meeting starting at 7 with the executive committee, and then Lieutenant Governor Bryant will be speaking at 8 o'clock tonight, along with James Epley, former regional director for now President Trump. And if you would like to shake his hand, say hello, and hear what he has to say tonight, 8 o'clock at the Hilton here in Greenville. Lieutenant Governor, always
Thank
great
you,
to
Bobby.
See you, sir.
Always a pleasure. I did mention our contract with South Carolina. Folks can go look at it on our Facebook page, kevinbryant.com, and let us know what they think about it. It's an open forum, and I would love to hear what people have to say about it.
Super. You're always welcome. Great to have you
awesome.
Here, sir.
We'll be back. Thank you so
look
much.
Look forward to it.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Be
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.